you were my girlfriend, I probably wouldn't see nobody else, but I can guarantee that by myself.
Just like that, we're back on. So, are you happy that you got your How I Met Your Mother song in there?
Yes. No, I wasn't aware that it was a full song.
Neither did I.
But and that was good. It was actually really good.
It was not, like, I didn't recognize it at first. And then it came around. I was like, oh, there it is. But that's awesome. And it's crazy. We've been here for an hour already, but we're not even halfway. Are you going to hang out for a little longer?
For the fans.
It's all for you guys. We do it for you. We love the love and support that we're getting, and it's all for you guys. It's a little bit for us, though. At least me, personally. I like this. Like, I'll do this for a job. That'd be awesome. I get to talk to myself, essentially. I'm talking to people, but then at the same time, it's like talking to yourself.
Yeah, it's like public speaking.
Public speaking without the public. Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. which makes it that much easier. So yeah, there's always, we got plenty of music. Do you have any burning things that are going on in your head? There you go.
Okay. So, why don't we talk about dating apps?
Yeah, that's all you. I don't do dating apps.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
I was swiping on Tinder and I saw you. I know Brandon's mother is listening in.
No.
Shout out.
I don't do Tinder. Not no more.
Why not?
Why?
What's your take on it?
I mean, it's not that I have anything against it. I'm just not, like, in it right now, you know?
Yeah. What made you create an account?
Create an account?
Yeah.
I had one since last year, and then just stopped using it.
Mm. Is it... is it, like, wrong to judge people in that way?
No. I mean, I don't think that it would be. I don't... Well, and I don't think it's wrong to, or I don't think it's right to judge people, period. Like, do you, I'ma do me. Like, I can have my opinions, but I'm not gonna change your life. That's your life. Live your best life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So how's the Tinder life for you?
Do you want me to read some of these pickup lines I've been getting?
I don't know if that's FCC legal.
Okay. Maybe I can pick out some PG ones.
All right, if you got a PG one, yeah, hit it up.
Oh, are you a campfire? Because you're hot and I want some more.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh.
I like that one. S'mores.
Schmoes. Oh, there are some good ones I cannot say.
All right, you'll have to save that one for her.
Oh, you know what I've been noticing? Okay, I've seen so many people that make, like, PowerPoints
for them. That make PowerPoints for them?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know how you can put, like, 7 pictures up or something?
Okay.
But, like, each picture that they put up is, like, a PowerPoint slide that they made.
Okay.
And that, well, a lot of people do that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I've seen at least, like, 4 today.
Dang.
It's a new way to pick up people.
Make a PowerPoint for you.
Like, that's effort, and I will appreciate it if someone does that for me.
If they made a PowerPoint for you?
Or on Tinder, or...
No, I'm saying, individually. Like, for you to use?
For me to look at.
Wait. So you want someone to make a PowerPoint about themselves for you to look at?
It's okay, so, like, when I see it on the app, it's like... They're describing themselves and, like, what they... Just, like, it's a PowerPoint about them.
Uh-huh.
Like, I appreciate that effort.
So you want more people to do that?
I wouldn't say I want more people to do it.
But you just... you appreciate those that do.
Yes.
They take the time out and say, mm-hmm. These,
like,
are
I
the...
Like, I think it's a plus one.
Boosh, boosh. These are the bullet points.
Yeah. Like, think about the process of, like, making a Google Slides about yourself. And then screenshotting each.
And that is a lot of effort.
Yeah. Just to pick up some people? Yeah.
There you go.
Like, mad respect. That's my little spiel.
Yeah, you've heard it here first. If you want Jen to swipe right on you, get that PowerPoint.
I swear to you, I thought it was a quirky thing the first time I saw it. Like, oh,
you're like,
so
oh, toughs.
But so many people do it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon.
It's the current fad.
Get on it, boys.
That's awesome. See, you learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got any more Tinder rants?
I think that's it.
That's all you got right now.
Starting to get back into it too. So that's it for now.
All right, if you got some more, we'll come back. We'll check in. We'll see how's that Tinder going.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But until then, we'll get back to some music. Most of these songs are songs that I started picking up throughout the summer, so I hope you all enjoy. And this first song is from Chance's new album, which has made me real happy. I didn't even know who's coming out. I'm really bad at, like, finding out when new music is coming out.
Yeah, that's why I just gotta follow everyone on Instagram.
That's what I'm starting to do. Or I just start talking to everyone, because then everyone's like, oh, did you hear the new album? I'm like, what new album?
Yeah.
So, if you haven't heard it, this is Chance's new album. This song is called Hot Summer. We will check back with you all here soon. All right, talk to you later.
I got muscles like Superman trainer. Ay, real, real rare like Super Saiyan manga. I jump, stomp, stomp on Lucifer Sage. Now I got a few rings on Jupiter skating. I meant to say Saturn, switched up the pattern. Smoking on some shatter, got me higher than a ladder. Thanks, I'm flatter, my baby mama batter. You look like Mick Jagger, oops, a grease splatter. Hot, hot. Jumping out the grease, it's a whole lot of degrees. About to come, about to fleece. Please, please, shh, I don't wanna hear a beat. Trying to catch some sleep, trying to count some sheep. Hot damn hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour. Dude, I just caught a plug and his phone was unplugged. I was looking at Doug like, ooh, ooh. Dude, that shit don't even make no fucking sense. Like having fucking arguments for paying 50 extra simple barbecue. Saucing on the workers at McDonald's. I don't wanna sit and argue. Good burger should've taught you we all dudes. And I'm all professional and proper, but my baby mama stopped me in the meeting just to airdrop me some hot damn hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
Yeah, hot all the flight, Louis V off white. I just made a dub, bitch, she tryna spend a night. Heard they need more, yeah, my jeans Dior. Shawty got cake if you tryna eat more. Think they need more, I think they need more. This is second round, I'm tryna speed more. Going stupid, going crazy. Big gas in that Mercedes. Pull up lit, going 30. Pull up big, in a hurry. Shoot your shot, flex a lot. Big cheese, hella nice. Chop and screw, Michael Watts. Point them out, air them out. Get me right, sip a Sprite. 180, half pipe.
Hot damn hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
Think I got a new lawsuit, I need to come see you.
What's that?
I got a new whip, you know what a car do.
Turn your bitch
to an Eden. She say we don't got enough room to get freaky in here, cause it's just a two-seater. Am I still considered a trick about get her a hoopty and buy me a Beamer? I had a new case, but the judge had to throw it out. My lawyer beat it like Tina. I always find a way to get ahead with my intelligence when they critique my demeanor. Today I'll dress up a Republican.
What else?
And go get some from a white man's daughter. Her lips aren't big, but I'm loving it. I'll get them fake ID, I'm McLovin. BDBNT like the government.
What?
Except for the cops. Mission impossible. Start with a and a glover. Tip a hundred if you let my cousin in. You know everybody, my cousin. Oh yeah, and I gotta be thugging it. Cause my hair can get nappy as fuck. Or a jury and I got that chocolate coloring. Well, at least, like, you know, that's what they made me feel like.
Why they make you feel like that?
I don't know. I mean, it's America, right?
Hot damn hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'm gonna call it.
First day knocking, now they hopping. All on the way, cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they air keep knocking.
My daddy said, trust no man but your brothers, and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said, treat young girls like your mother. My mama said, trust no, use a rope. I'ma act 1-2, stop the track, bring it back. What it do? See, Ricky said, never let nobody get the one up on you. If they run up on you, hit them with a 1-2 or slap. Leave the cul-de-sac, your brothers gon' have your back regardless. And stick with your day one homies that was here before you started. And fear no man but the man above your head. Pray before you go to bed, everything my mama said.
First they knocking, now they hopping. All on the way, cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they air keep knocking.
My daddy said, trust no man but your brothers, and never leave.
brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no, use a rope. Hey, your mama ain't, your daddy ain't. And I've been making waves way before nostalgic. That was back in Kara City, yeah, when I was just a chick. With the all black faded dicky with the Raider fit. That was it, we was lit, y'all wasn't even. Yeah, we was 3-6, Wu-Tang mixed with Dipset. Ricky used to take me to my first shows ever. We'll only drop jewels way before they drop cheddar.
First they mocking, now they hopping. All on the way cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they air keep knocking.
My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no, use a rope. My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no, use a rope.
Hyperactivity disorder, or better known as ADHD, is a mental disorder
that affects an individual's ability to focus,
causing them to move around more frequently. They may also have trouble controlling their impulsive behaviors.
One time for them praying on my downfall. Yeah. Two times for the homies in the chow hall. Wow. Three times for them on the internet, when they really should get out more. Four times for the days that were all bad. Five times for the they call back. Yeah. Six times for the kids like me who got ADHD just to kidnapping like ISIS.
Whoa.
Turn the whole world to a crisis.
Whoa.
Walk around the city with an ice pick. I've been paranoid, usually I ain't like this. Ain't no telling how crazy I might get. Beat the police with a nightstick. In my whole life, I've been lifeless. Now I'm so fly, I'm a motherfucking flight risk. Whoa. Till I pass out. Whoa. Throwing stones in my glass house. Whoa. I remember sleeping on my dad's couch. Whoa. Now I got the Bentley and it's blacked out. Whoa. Family looking at me like a cash cow. Whoa. Everybody dissing just a half clout. Whoa. Thought you had a chance, now you were down. Them up. Man, where you at now? Whoa. Now I'ma hit them till they jumping. I ain't tripping. This is nothing. I've been living in the dungeon. I done held a couple grudges. What the hell? I got a duck to meet the devil. I'm a cousin. I ain't settling for nothing. Got the metal in the truck. I keep it semi when the bus ducking. Even Stevie Wonder couldn't see it coming. I ain't judging. I just want the money. I don't need a budget. I've been hungry. I ain't got no oven, but I got the munchies. How you gonna move on the front line? If I'm with you, I just cut ties. My high school teacher said I'd never be to that. That I turned out just fine. And no, I don't know you for the 12th time. Woo. We do not share the same bloodline.
No.
You let it run your mouth like a tough guy. Hope you keep the same energy when it's crunch time. Woo.
According to the American Psychiatric Association, it affects roughly 8% of children and 2% of adults. Commonly believed to only affect boys because they are perceived as rowdy and rambunctious.
One time for them praying on my downfall.
Yeah.
Two times for them in the South Shore.
Whoa.
Three times for them days on the block getting chased by the cops like a motherfucking outlaw. Four times for them days that were all bad.
Woo.
Five times for the who ain't call back.
Yeah.
Six times for the kids like me who got ADHD just
to Andre and need a couple hearses. Double homicide, kill the beat, and the verses. Everybody living on the surface, but we came from the underground. Yeah, we deserve. What's beef? Beef is when you murder motherfucker from the beat. Kill them all, nah, nah. What's beef? Beef is brothers lying over stove, never mattered in the first place. Lying in the street, what's peace? Peace is when you leave it in the past, let it heal like a cast. When enough time passing, you blast. Kinda like John Wick, bars like a convict. Runner, you don't wanna start shit. Woo! Coming with the hot shit, all they do is talk. You can never top it, boy, just stop. High and drunk, call that HD vision. All these other mothers full of indecision. And I murder with precision, all over your television. I'm numero uno, number one and you is just a subdivision. Never listen, we gon' leave them missing. That's the mission like ISIS. Ain't no sign of bigger over who the nicest. It's logic, it's obvious, just ask the audience. I've come to body this. Yes, it's egregious, I'm Regis, you Kelly, you push me, I'm Louis Vuitton. You at Target with your mom. On the internet, still hating on my last post. I just sent a steak back in Mastro's. My God, me and Jordan need a couple hearses. Double homicide, kill the beat, and the verses. Everybody living on the surface, but we came from the underground, yeah, we deserve it. Far from the minimum, killing them with no riddling. And 5'9 was the middleman to get them in the same room. Now we on the same tune, and we still the game doom. The illest lyricists on the same. Rap pack, clap back on that game. Do it for the love of rap, not for the fame.
Woo!
One time for the Grammy that I never got. Two times for the garden that I sold out. Three times for the street crimes that I committed. Yeah, I did it, but thank God that I made it out. Four times, cause I'm a bastard. Five times, platinum with my lash. Six times for the beats and the rhymes. The heat and the crime keep the peace like a waistline.
Yeah.
Weezy out here.
Back home smoking legal. I got more slaps than the Beatles. Foreign running on diesel, dog. Playing with my name, this lethal, dog.
Who you say what?
Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like they know me, dog. Don't just say it down, you gotta show me
what you gotta do.
Bring the clip back empty. You asked to see the ball, so they sent me, dawg. I just broke her off with a 10-piece, dawg. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dawg. It's just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't going playing ball, but I'll show you how to gotta do it. If you really wanna fall till you fall, when you're back against the wall, and a bunch of need you to go away. Still going bad on them anyway. Saw you last night, but did it broad day. Yeah, a lot of murk caught me in a hard way. But got a sticky and I keep it at my dog's place. Girl, I left you loving magic, not saw shade. Still going bad on you anyway.
Whoa.
I can feel like 80 rats in my Mary's. Me and Drizzy back to back, it's getting scary.
Back to back.
If you f***ing with my eyes, just don't come near me.
Get out my way.
Put some bins all on your head like Jason Terry. Richard Millie, cuss a Lambo. Known to keep the better d***s on commando.
Salute.
Every time I'm in my trap, I move like Rambo. Ain't a neighborhood in Philly that I can't go.
That's a Fendi.
For real. She said, oh, you rich, rich.
You rich, rich.
I graduated, call me Big Fish.
Ballin'.
I got Lori Harry on my wish list.
That's
the only thing I want for Christmas.
I been having my way out, yeah, yeah, no, that's facts.
You ain't living that you said, yeah, we know that's cap. You ain't got to ask it when you see me, no, I'm straight. DTOVO, we back again, we going back. Just a little 10 piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't going playing ball, but I'll show you how to gotta do it. If you really wanna fall till you fall, when you're back against the wall, and a bunch of need you to go away. Still going bad on them anyway. Saw you last night, but did it broad day.
And just like that, we are back. So that was my hip hop section, if you were wondering.
Incredible taste.
I mean, I like to think I have an eclectic music taste. I'm trying to like delve more into more underground stuff, though. You know, like I want to start getting more, not the stuff you hear on. I want to be the guy to be like, you heard this song yet? It's not on the radio yet. And then it like comes on the radio and be like, what, Brandon? You knew that. I'm like, I tried to tell you, it's up and coming.
So who's underground right now?
Who's underground right now? It's crazy. So I was looking at tickets for a couple concerts that are with like people coming through, and talking about underground. So Lizzo's gonna be here, and also Logic is gonna be here.
Okay, but Lizzo, her concert tickets are so expensive.
Yes, so I was looking, and the only tickets that they had left on like Ticketmaster, I'm sure you could find it like other places, but on Ticketmaster, if you wanted to buy the ticket, they were going for $482, and that was for like section 102, like not even the floor.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, insane.
Like I was comparing like Post Malone and Lizzo tickets, and they were honestly like the same price.
Really?
And he's in TD Garden, she's
yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
That's insane. I think it's awesome though. But yeah, Logic tickets were like $25. So
dang.
I think that's so crazy. So,
but Lizzo's, she's gonna.
But
make
I
want to
say
big.
Logic is underground. She's already made it big. What you mean?
She's gonna get really big.
Oh, okay. Okay. People that are underground that I listen to, I don't know. There's a guy right now. He's up and coming. I would still say he's not like super well known. Like I can't just walk down the street and be like, oh, do you know who this is? And people would know who it is. This guy, I think you pronounce his name Cuco.
Cuco?
Yeah. C-U-C-O. I really like him. It's the song that I was playing not too long ago, that Summertime High Time song.
Oh, okay.
That's him. Okay. I really like listening to him. And who else have I been listening to lately? I mean, I really like a lot of the Chicago rappers. Like Smino is always a good one. Saba, No Name, always like them. And I don't know. I want to know if you consider them underground, though. Like, they're known.
Yeah, I can't say I know a lot of, like, underground, up-and-coming people.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I mean, I find most of my music through the radio, so.
Yeah, but I mean, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, so before we get back to music, I wanted to ask you a couple questions.
Go for it.
So at the beginning, I was talking about things that I was passionate about, and one of the things I talked about was the fire department. So I wanted to see if by looking at a picture and or just the name, you would be able to tell me what a tool, specific tool is used for, like in the service. Do you think you'd be able to do that?
Not at all, but I'm ready to take a crack at it.
All right, we'll start off with something easy. So what do you think a hydrant wrench is for?
For unscrewing a fire hydrant.
Okay, but you unscrew it and then
the water comes out and you attach the hose.
All right, yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. All right, so that was an easy one.
Was I supposed to be more detailed?
No. I mean, how more detailed do you you spin it and the water comes out.
Okay. Good.
So that was a good one. All right. What do you think a halogen bar is used for?
A halogen bar?
Not that halogen.
you knew what I was thinking.
No, not that halogen.
A halogen bar.
Yes. I'll show you what it looks like. This is what it looks like. It's that one right there.
Okay, so let me describe it.
Yeah.
It's a stick with a sharp point at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like these, I literally can't describe this.
All right, I'll try to describe it my best. So it is a pole, and on one end it has two little like tong looking things like a fork, but like it's a thick fork. And then on the other end there's a little like pick that comes out, like a pickaxe, and then a little like, well, I can't tell you what the actual name, it's a little bar. But what do you think it's used for?
Okay, so I mean, like, the only thing that I can really think of that firefighters would use tools for is for fire hydrants.
I'm gonna tell you it's not a fire hydrant tool.
Let me think.
What else?
Is it for the truck?
It comes off the truck.
Can you tell me what you would use it on?
What I would use? No, because that gives it away.
Okay.
What do you think you would use it on? What do you think?
A fire extinguisher.
No. Okay, to put it in perspective, it's probably about this big. It's probably like 2 feet long, 2-3 feet long.
The hose.
No. When you think of a firefighter, they're going into a fire. Besides using water to put out the fire, what do you think they're doing?
I actually like have no idea firefighters do.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know like how they put out fires. I mean, I kind of just picture like a man with a hose. Like, my vision doesn't go like further than that.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what this is. So a halogen bar is used for force entry. So like if someone had locked a door but they needed to get in, they would use that. So like if you look at this little fork looking thing, they take that and put that in the door, and then someone with an axe comes and hits the back, like this part.
Okay.
And like drives it into the door so they can break the lock.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm learning so much today.
All right, we'll do one more. What do you think a pike pole is used for? It's that big pole looking thing.
Pike pole. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll give you a hint. It's mostly used after the fire's already out.
After the fire, like completely out?
Not completely, but like the big stuff is pretty much gone.
Pike pole. Can you describe this object?
Yes. So it is a really big pole. It's probably like, it'd be taller than me. And there's nothing on one end, but on the other end, there's like a little hook looking thing. Like it's literally just a hook.
Oh, okay. So like if a person is stuck somewhere, you take one end of the pole and then you give the person the other end of the pole and then they pull the person out for like rescue missions.
I mean, I'm sure you could use it for that, but that's not usually what they use it for.
Okay.
So
I feel like I'm in a spelling bee.
Yes. P-I-K-E, pike.
Pike pole. Ding.
So what a pike pole is used for, most of the time at least, I can't remember the exact word for it, but after a fire's gone and like the flame and stuff is gone, the fire can still be in the walls. So what they do is they take that thing and they'll rip up like the ceiling and the wall to make sure. Well, they got to make sure it's out. Like there can still be embers and stuff in the wall and they got to double check to make sure that they're not. So they use that to rip out the wall.
Dang.
I know. You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we can stop with that though. And we'll get back to some music.
Yep. I'm more educated about the fire industry now.
There you go. I mean...
Thank you, Brandon.
My work here is done. So yes, thank you all for tuning in. We are officially halfway through. It feels like it's been a long time already. But we are halfway through, and the other half is going to be pretty fun. We got plenty of music, and I'm sure plenty of topics to talk about. And we will get back to the music, and we'll come back to talking some more here shortly. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. This is DJ Grayscale and
DJ Jen.
We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Think of you all the time. I always feel like I'm flying. Baby, you make me feel fine. Lost in the words that you say to me. Y pasando tiempo juntos is the ultimate dream. I'm on top of the world. Baby girl, can't you see? I found my perfect girl. I wanna make you my queen. Time and time again, I can't be feeling real sad. Cause mi sueño no se ha hecho una realidad. Pero el tiempo dirá. If we go spend our lives together, look el mundo gira. I promise I don't want nobody else to be around me but you. And nobody's touch and nobody's lips can make me feel like yours do. Our hands interlock, nuestros labios se conocen. Nuestra noche es corta pero hermosa, we'll be okay.
Dreaming of you and I'm
if it ain't including you. Promise that I'm gonna love you. It's about that time you knew. I swear I don't see nothing better than to lay here with you. And I hope you know I miss you. From my head I can't dismiss you. Eres lo que yo anhelaba en esta vida que me falta. Lo que siento es so real. I can't lie to you for real. Sabes bien que te quiero. And if you're down to spend with me, just let me know. You
some jazz too. You gon' learn,
yes, you.
You gon' learn, you gon' learn, you gon' learn.
It was just past one when two, three man with a 4 or 5 step to the door like, oh my gosh. Just throw that cash in a backpack, run around the back and pull up the track. Cause yo, couldn't believe them stories conceived for no reason. Please just go and leave them fake, it's in season. But me nah pre them, cause nowadays you couldn't find me on the BBC, CTV, NBC, them can't program me. Better them try to go and see. Taking the heights like Andes. Andes, man, one step to me. Couldn't get the best of me, couldn't beat the rest of me. Check one way, touch the brakes and go slow. Oh no, dust them out with the one quick solo. In the coupe, man, I tell no new news are the truth. So when I say stick up, and lift up, lift up. Couldn't all way in there, no point, I can't have the strength to intend like the center. Incense, got the length to win, then me, I flex my wings. And then I try to swing, but couldn't I me sing? And any rhythm, they feeling it now. Hype on the ceiling and not coming down. Fighting the feeling that life is a dream, but then living is death when it comes back around. So we just live for the sound. Round here we made the sun ray soaking, first unspoken with the third eye open up.
I just learned some jazz today,
it's true.
You just learned some jazz today,
and you,
you gon' learn some jazz today,
yes you.
You gon' learn, you gon' learn, you gon' learn.
Some jazz yesterday. Choo, 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 choo. Now I'm just playing.
How do you mend when your world's apart? Ooh, carry on. Ooh, from the start. Somehow we fell in love, then fell right out of touch. And ooh, that was hard. So much fun, so now how could we both forget telling each other we're the one? We would make love at the drop of a hat. Remember that?
Yeah,
I remember you and me, close as any two can be. Now we're strangers in the night, awkward in the tight. Oh baby, do you wanna make it better? We got a room at home. Go to a place that we don't know so well. It'd be nice, add a little spice. Try some new seduction. Show each other how. Give each other new instructions on what makes us feel good now. I just wanna make you feel good now. To run.
I stuck by ya. You're the sunflower. You're the sunflower.
Every time I'm leaving on you, you don't make it easy, no. Wish I could be there for you. Give me a reason to. Oh, every time I'm walking out, I can hear you telling me to turn around.
Just like that, we're back. And sadly, Jen had to leave, but thank you to her for coming through and hanging out for a little bit. It's always fun. It makes my job a lot easier. Well, it's not really my job, but it makes things a lot easier when you have someone else to talk to, because then you're not just talking to yourself, talking to everyone else. So yeah, thank you to her for coming through. But it's crazy. I'm down to about an hour 15, and I found a vinyl that I want to play because it's one of my favorite jazz songs. So we'll probably be playing that here soon, but I know I have to do a PSA here first, and I got plenty and plenty of music. But just going off of that last song, Sunflower, is one of my favorites, not only because it's a good song, but it's from Spider-Man. And if you don't know this, I really like Spider-Man. And this past summer, I finally got a Spider-Man tattoo, and it's pretty dope, and I'm really excited and happy about it. But I'm really upset at Disney and Sony right now, because now Spider-Man's not in the MCU anymore, and it seems like every time I look, there's a new source saying like, oh wait, no, he might be coming back, or oh no, he's gone for good. So I honestly don't know. I'm just pretty much along for the ride right now, but my emotions are all over the place. I'm not sad or anything. It's okay. I'll make it. We'll make it. But I was going to do some Spider-Man trivia, but why would I play trivia with myself? And plus, I know a lot about Spider-Man, but then I also don't know a lot about Spider-Man, so I don't want to be like exposing myself like, Brandon, you fake fan. Nope, I'm a real fan. But there is one thing I've been trying to find, and I'm not really a big comic book person. Like, I think I own a comic book, too, maybe. But there is a Spider-Man. If there is one comic that I know I really, really want to own, is it's the first comic that Spider-Man was in, and it's called Amazing Fantasy number 15. And that was the first introduction of Spider-Man. And if I could get my hands on that, or even, like, some big poster, like, in my dorm room the past, I think, semester or two semesters, I had a big movie poster, and they've always had to do something with Spider-Man, and I'm so close. I have almost every Spider-Man poster. I know I have the first Tobey Maguire. I don't have any of the Amazing Spider-Man ones, but I have Homecoming, and I have Into the Spider-Verse, and I'm trying to get Far From Home, but since those are pretty new, a lot, and like, especially if you go to the movie theaters and ask, hey, can I get that? The people that work there get first dibs. So like, there's no way I'm going to get Spider-Man, because everybody likes Spider-Man. And plus, we're in like, someone pointed it out, we're in like a golden age of Spider-Man. Like, this is the most Spider-Man that has ever been. And like, he's probably the most well-known. And I think it makes me upset, but then it also makes me really happy that everybody loves Spider-Man. Like, I don't want to be one of those people like, oh, I don't like it because everybody likes it. But I love Spider-Man, and I'm really happy that like everybody else really likes Spider-Man, because I think out of all the superheroes, he's probably one of the most relatable ones, because like Superman, how do you relate to Superman, an alien from another planet? But you can relate to like a high school kid who got these like powers and all of this responsibility now, and it's up to him to make all these choices and stuff. And somebody also pointed out, it was like a podcast or something I was listening to, that he's probably the most relatable because he was one of the first superheroes that wore a mask. So you could picture yourself in his shoes. Like, I can picture myself as that superhero because we don't know what his face was looking like. Like, once you put the mask on, it could be anybody under the mask. So, yeah, think about that. Everyone is Spider-Man. We are all Spider-Man. That's my goal. One of these days, I will be Spider-Man. I don't know if I'll be superpowers, but I will have a Spider-Man suit, and I will be Spider-Man. That is my life goal. But before then, we have more music to play. So we will get back to the music. I'm going to put the PSA on first, and then we'll go straight into music. But you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. I hope you all are enjoying. And we still are rocking over an hour, so sit back and relax and enjoy some more tunes. And I will catch you all here shortly. All right. Bye.
Reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
but the breeze ain't flowing like me, ma. Hold up, you don't need a holler. Yeah, and I can show you how I seem, what it is, what it truly might be. Nothing that you know of, you don't need a holler. I'm so above and beyond. You take drugs to make it up, way up where we on. Space shuttle Elon. Time we don't waste much. When we wake up, then I have her sang just like Celine Dion. Catch me if you can, but you'll never catch me. Whole lot of yes, I am. All the way in with no exit plan. Already left and the jet don't land. Yeah, the time is ticking. Come take a ride, get inside. This is highly different. I'm talking fly, got a pilot with him. Can I mind my business? Why you tripping? Give you something that your eyes can witness. Ooh, you're too close. I don't understand why you're doing the most. You can love it, you can leave it. They're saying nothing without it. Don't let them keep you down. What if I don't need it? There's something about it that just freaks me out. I just want another minute with it. Little, what's the use? When it hits you, get a little sentimental when I'm off the juice. Well, I'ma give you what you came for, yeah. Not work too hard to have a clue who you are. Set the bar so far, but far. We could parlay all day, crib long range with the yard. I know I should probably pray more, but you gotta love me. Cause I say that they spend money. When I had nothing, it wasn't so funny. Made a promise to the homies, nobody go hungry. Look how far we came. Still they throwing dirt on my name, but it never worried my brain. Heads turning like a hurricane, swerving till the sun get up out of my shade. They don't get the picture, cut them out of that frame. I'm up 30,000 miles plus change. It's been a while, but I'm down till I'm out. And it is what it is till it ain't.
Turn it around.